السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد بن عبد الله، عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم، أما بعد. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is no doubt our creator, sustainer, nourisher, protector and curer. We ask Him Azza wa Jal to shower His choicest of blessings and salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions and all those who tread upon his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we discussed yesterday that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go and convey the message to Fir'aun. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he had two issues. One was the fact that he feared that they would retaliate because he killed one of them. That was one. And number two, he wanted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him, in other words, as a means of support, his brother Harun, to appoint his brother Harun as a prophet to support him in the mission that he had to fulfill. So both issues were addressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Harun alayhi salatu wasalam was appointed as a prophet, and he also prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regard to granting him eloquence in speech, and this too was granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with his family, they reach Egypt, and he informs Harun alayhi salatu wasalam about him being appointed as a prophet. They don't waste any time whatsoever. Both of them immediately head over to the palace of Fir'aun. They head over to the palace of Fir'aun, and we mentioned that conversation took place between Fir'aun and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Amidst the courtiers, the viziers, the ministers, amidst all of them, this conversation took place. So Fir'aun, he asks a few questions, but Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, because he had been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا, to speak to him in kind words, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was trying to reason things out with Fir'aun. But Fir'aun, being Fir'aun, he did not want to listen, because he was the one, after all, who had claimed divinity and said, فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى, I am your Lord, the Most High. So Fir'aun very arrogantly and stubbornly, he asks Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Fir'aun asks Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, because Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was talking about رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, his Lord of the worlds. After all, he was talking about Allah being the Lord of the worlds. So Fir'aun asks him, وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, what is this Lord of the worlds? Who are you talking about? Then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he replies, because you see, he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him eloquence of speech. He prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to untie the knot on his tongue. Now he's standing in front of Fir'aun, the tyrant, the oppressor, in front of all the important notables of the city, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, with firm conviction, he replies, قَالَ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنتُم مُّوقِنِينَ. Fir'aun asks Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, what is this Lord of the worlds you're talking about? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he replies, رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. What I mean when I say رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ is that my Lord, He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth and what is in between them both. Allahu Akbar. إِن كُنْتُم مُوْكِنِينَ, if only you could, you know, believe and look at all of these things with conviction and certainty. He looks at Fir'aun and says this. Fir'aun then, you know, mocks Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He looks at his courtiers, he looks at his ministers and says, قَالَ لِمَنْ حَوْلَهُ أَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ. He says, you know, don't you hear what he's saying? I mean, in a very mocking manner, he says that, in a very sarcastic manner. Look at him, what is he saying? قَالَ, look at what he's saying. You know, he's saying that his Lord, رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam strongly looks at the courtiers, looks at the ministers and tells them to, قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَرَبُّ آبَائِكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam looks at them and says, yes, what I'm saying is true. He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your Lord and the Lord of your forefathers. Even the Lord of your forefathers. He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds. Now Fir'aun then, you know, starts to lose his temper now, and he says, قَالَ إِنَّ رَسُولَكُمُ الَّذِي أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ لَمَجْنُونَ. He says, verily, this messenger who has been sent, he's talking about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, is a madman, is a lunatic. He looks at the crowd, he looks at his ministers, and talks about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes on with his powerful message, and he says, قَالَ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. قَالَ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. He said, my Allah, the Lord of the East and the West, وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, and all that which is between them, إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ, if you only could understand. If you only could understand. Now Fir'aun loses his temper because, you know, he thinks, you know, I'm just talking, I'm just, you know, just releasing hot air. He's not listening to me. He keeps talking about his Rabbul Alameen. So Fir'aun looks at Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and says, قَالَ لَئِنِ اتَّخَذْتَ إِلَهًا غَيْرِي لَأَجْعَلَنَّكَ مِنَ الْمَسْجُونِينَ. Fir'aun says, oh Musa, if you choose an ilah, a god other than me, if you choose a god other than me, I'm going to definitely put you in prison immediately. I'm going to order that you be imprisoned immediately. Now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam realizes this is the time to show them the signs given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he asks Fir'aun, قَالَ أَوَلَوْ جِئْتُكَ بِشَيْءٍ مُبِينٍ. Oh Fir'aun, what if I have brought something, you know, convincing? What if I have with me a very manifest and clear sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now this kind of piques Fir'aun's interest, his curiosity, and he asks Musa, he informs Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, فَأْتِ بِهِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Fine, bring it out, let's see what you have, if you are of those who speak the truth. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, without hesitating, because after all, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was the center of attention now. He was right in the middle, everybody is looking at him, he and Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, without wasting any time at all, فَأَلْقَى عَصَاهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ مُّبِينٌ. فَأَلْقَى عَصَاهُ. He threw his stick, he cast his stick onto the ground, فَأَلْقَى عَصَاهُ. And then, lo and behold, فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ مُّبِينٌ. It immediately became a huge ثُعْبَان, a huge serpent, a huge snake writhing around. This was a sign bestowed upon him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the people were in awe. They were, you know, they didn't expect this because they thought, oh, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam just coming and talking about whatnot. But the minute they saw this sign, they were all taken aback. They couldn't believe it. What's going on? What's happening? You know, it was a stick just a few moments ago, and now it's a writhing live snake. And they were all shocked because they were given a first hand view. They were right in front. They could see it happening right in front of their eyes. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he did not waste any more time. He quickly, وَنَزَعَ يَدَهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. He put his hand into his side, into his pocket, and he took it out. فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. And it was glistening white. This was the second sign, second miracle bestowed upon him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Fir'aun looks at all of this, and he sees that the people are being dazzled by all these signs. And now fear starts to grip him because he's worried now they might turn or they might listen to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So he quickly flings an accusation at Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. قَالَ لِلْمَلَئِ حَوْلَهُ إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَاحِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. He says to the notables, the ministers, the viziers, the courtiers around him, قَالَ لِلْمَلَئِ حَوْلَهُ إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَاحِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. This is nothing. This is nothing. He is nothing but an expert magician. He has, you know, become a well-versed sorcerer. He was gone for 10 years. Within that 10 years, he has learned some good magic and he has come back to us. He is a well-versed magician. يُرِيدُ أَن يُخْرِجَكُم مِّنْ أَرْضِكُم بِسِحْرٍ فَمَاذَا تَأْمُرُونَ. You know, he just wants to drive us all out of our land using his sorcery. He has come back with magic. You know, he's come back with magic and he wants to drive you all out from your land, because now we, in other words, he's saying, I myself and the people around me, the people of Fir'aun, we are the ones who rule the land. He wants to drive us all out of our lands using his magic, using his sorcery. فَمَاذَا تَأْمُرُونَ So what do you say in this regard? What is your counsel in this regard? What should we do to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? He asks the ministers, he asks them all. And then what happens is that they decide to send callers, because they wanted to put up a showdown between Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to prove that this is nothing other than magic, and that too to prove to him that, look, you may come with magic, but we have even more powerful magic amidst us. So they decided to have a competition between Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and any magician from Egypt who can, you know, compete with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So what they decide to do is to send out callers to every city in Egypt, to every little village in Egypt, to call out all the magicians to come on a particular date for a showdown with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. يَأْتُوكَ بِكُلِّ سَحَّارٍ عَلِيمٍ They say, send a caller out to every city, to every village, to bring every well-versed sorcerer, to bring every well-versed magician. بِكُلِّ سَحَّارٍ عَلِيمٍ Every well-versed sorcerer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَقَدْ أَرَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا كُلَّهَا فَكَذَّبَ وَأَبَى And Fir'aun, we showed him all our signs, all our evidences, but he, فَكَذَّبْ He denied, وَأَبَى And he refused. Now Fir'aun, he gathers all these magicians, he sends out callers immediately, and then he asks Musa alayhi salatu wasalam as to whether he's ready for this showdown. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says, fine, I'm ready, but there's one condition. I want you to gather every single person from the lands of Egypt, because I want them all to witness this. I want them all to witness this showdown, and I want this to take place. قَالَ مَوْعِدُكُمْ يَوْمُ الزِّينَةِ The day, the appointed day will be يَوْمُ الزِّينَةِ يَوْمُ الزِّينَةِ in a sense, they had a day of celebrations. They had a day of celebrations where they all used to go out and celebrate. They all used to go out and celebrate, all the people from the lands. You know, like not like our days of Eid. This was a pagan thing where they all used to go and celebrate and do all that which is haram in the name of Fir'aun. So this was known as a day of Zina. Now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam chose this day because he knew that everybody will be out on that day. So he said, قَالَ مَوْعِدُكُمْ يَوْمُ الزِّينَةِ وَأَنْ يُحْشَرَ النَّاسُ ضُحَى Your day will be the day of the festival, and let all the people assemble when the sun has risen. Duha, during the time of Duha, forenoon. When they have all gathered, that is the time we will have the showdown between myself and any magician who is ready to come and challenge me. So now this was the agreement, this was struck. فَتَوَلَّى فِرْعَوْنُ فَجَمَعَ كَيْدَهُ ثُمَّ أَتَى So Fir'aun, he withdrew. He withdrew and now he started to plan how he can overpower Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now during that period, now there was time till the Yawm al-Zina, he was so agitated, Fir'aun was so agitated that he immediately calls Haman. He calls Haman and he tells Haman, وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِي فَأَوْقِدْنِي يَا هَامَانُ عَلَى الطِّينِ فَاجْعَلْنِي صَرْحًا لَعَلِّي أَطَّلِعُ إِلَىٰ إِلَٰهِ مُوسَى وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّهُ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ فِرْعَوْنُ He says to Ya Ayyuhal Mala, O chiefs, O notables, O ministers, I know that you do not have any other God other than me. I know that you all believe in me. You know, he's trying to reassure because he's so insecure now. And then, فَأَوْقِدْ لِي يَا Haman, he immediately calls Haman and he says, Ya Haman, I want you, like I said in the first or second session of the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Haman was one of his ministers. فَأَوْقِدْ لِي يَا Haman, O Haman, You know, build for me a tower. Immediately, Ya Haman, فَأَوْقِدْ لِي يَا هَامَانَ عَلَى الطِّينِ عَلَى الطِّينِ Use baked bricks and I want you to build me a tower. A lofty tower, a tower that Egypt has never ever seen. I want you to build such a lofty tower because I want to climb that tower and I want to go and meet this God of Musa. I want to go up there and meet this Rabbu Samawati wal Ard, this so-called God of Musa that he keeps talking about. Rabbu Samawati wal Ard, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Haman immediately complies because after all this is the command of his ruler. And they start. He immediately, you know, deploys people, laborers, and they start to build this tower. Allahu Akbar. I think Fir'aun, you know, he doesn't know about science. He's trying to reach the heavens. He's trying to reach the heavens using a mere lofty tower. Anyway, the tower was built. Fir'aun climbs the tower. He goes right up to the tower. And then he thinks he's reached a very lofty spot because nobody has built such a lofty and high tower. He goes up there and he asks for a bow and arrow. But before I go further, what's amazing is that Fir'aun, being the oppressive tyrant he is, okay, being the oppressive tyrant, diabolical monster he is, he knew, okay, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the heavens. Allah azza wa jal is in the heavens. Being who is, he is a jahil, an oppressive tyrant, okay. He doesn't have any knowledge whatsoever. But he knew that Allah azza wa jal is in the heavens, as he says in the Noble Quran, وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامِ. And then, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Allah Azza wa Jal, he created the heavens and the earth, فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامِ, in 6 days. And then, he ascended over his throne, كَمَا يَلِيقُ بِشَأْنِهِ وَجَلَالِهِ, in a manner that befits his majesty and glory. Fir'aun knew that, but sadly there are people today who say that Allah is everywhere. They negate this verse, or they don't want to translate this verse, or they interpret this verse and say that Allah is everywhere. No, Allah is over his throne in a manner that befits his majesty and glory. So Fir'aun now asks for a bow, an arrow, okay? And then, now he wants to kill Rabbu Samawati wal Ard. Allahu Akbar, look at his arrogance. He aims the arrow at the heavens, and he shoots the arrow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had willed that the arrow should come back to him, you know, stained with blood. After a while, after he shot the arrow, he was now waiting to see whether he could perhaps hear a groan or something like that. And then the arrow comes back to him stained with blood. And the Fir'aun is so happy. Now he's reassured. Ah, look everybody, I climbed the tower and now the job is done. I've killed this Lord of Musa. Na ana rabbukum al-a'la. Okay? And now he reassures everybody. Mainly he reassures himself. Because he is now worried. Because he knows that the message is true. It's just his arrogance, his stubbornness. He does not want to accept the message. And his greed for power and authority. You understand? So now, after this took place, what happened? Was now the day of celebration arrives, and now because Fir'aun, being the ruler, the leader, he had sent out callers all over town, all over the cities. There were magicians and the hundreds and the thousands who had come to the capital now. They've all come to the capital. And what happens? فَلَمَّا جَاءَ السَّحَارَةُ قَالُوا لِفِرْعَوْنَ أَإِنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا أَإِنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبُونَ. So when the sorcerers arrived, when the magicians arrived, they all went to Fir'aun now and they said, look, we obeyed and we heeded your call. We have come from far and wide. We come from far and wide. Now we want to know that because no doubt we are going to be the winners. If we overpower Musa, okay, alayhi salatu wasalam, we say alayhi salatu wasalam, okay, will there be a reward for us? We have come from far and wide and we are sure that we are going to overpower Musa. If we overpower him, will there surely be a inna lana la ajra? Will there be a reward for us? Will there be a reward for us? Now Fir'aun looks at them and says, qala na'am. Obviously, why not? قَالَ نَعَمْ وَإِنَّكُمْ إِذَلَّ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. You have come from a far off village. If you overpower Musa, if you win, definitely there will be a reward, and that reward will be that you will become from the Muqarrabeen, you will become from my close circle. I will make you part of my close circle. You will become influential. I will make you part of my close circle. So this was enough for them, because if they were to become part of Fir'aun's clique, that was enough. They can earn enough and more. So they were happy with that. Okay, fine. That's enough. That's good enough for us. Alright. Now, the time for duha The time of Duha, forenoon arrives, and they have all gathered now. They have all gathered, all the people, because this was Yawm al-Zina, a day of celebration. So all the people had gathered, and now this was in a, you know, like an arena kind of a place, like a ground, you know, where they had all gathered and they could see what was happening. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Harun alayhi salatu wasalam both arrived as agreed. And now all these magicians had also arrived. Hundreds, and some scholars say even thousands of them had arrived. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam seizes the opportunity before the showdown to advise them all. He once again reminds them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He tells them to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to leave their bad ways, to turn over a new leaf. He seizes the opportunity to advise them. But the minute Fir'aun came, they, you know, what happened was when he spoke to them, the message kind of resonated. They were, you know, thinking this is true in a way. And they started to recall the past. They started to recall what had happened to the nations of the past. And you know, the message actually resonated with them. But the minute Fir'aun came to the scene, the promise of, you know, becoming part of Fir'aun's close circle, and the fact that Fir'aun is the ruler, is the leader, all of this, you know, started to creep into their minds, and they shut their minds away from the message of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then they arrogantly looked at Musa and they said, قَالُوا يَا مُوسَىٰ إِمَّا أَن تُلْقِيَ وَإِمَّا أَن نَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَلْقَىٰ. O Musa, are you going to throw first, or shall we do it? Are you going to throw first, or shall we do it? Very arrogantly and very stubbornly. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was a bit saddened, because he thought the message had kind of reached home. But the minute they saw Fir'aun, their greed for power and authority, their greed for wealth and, you know, pleasures all took over them, and they were not ready to listen to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So very calmly, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam looks at them and says, قَالَ بَلْ أَلْقُوا. There's no problem, you may go ahead, you may throw. So what they did was, hundreds of them, if not thousands of them, what they did was they threw their sticks, their staffs, whatever they had in their hands. فَإِذَا حِبَالُهُمْ وَعِصِيُّهُمْ يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى. Now remember, the people around were looking from afar. And you have something known as where they fool your eyes. It's an illusion. It's called an illusion, where they trick your eyes. So they threw their sticks, they threw their ropes, whatever they had with them, and it was actually a deception, a trick of illusion, where what happened was the sticks and the ropes started to move. The sticks and the ropes started to move. And all the people were awestruck, because they were looking from afar, and they saw all the sticks, because everybody, all of the magicians had put down their sticks and their ropes, and it started to writhe and move. But you know, what actually didn't happen was that the sticks and the ropes did not become serpents. It was the same sticks and ropes that looked as if it was moving. It was a trick, okay? So, but the people were amazed, because they hadn't still witnessed the miracle of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And the magicians too had not witnessed the miracle of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Who had witnessed it? Fir'aun and the ministers and courtiers who were around Fir'aun. So all of the others thought this was the biggest trick. Oh, hundreds and thousands of sticks moving like snakes, you know, like little snakes. Now, the minute Musa alayhi salatu wasalam saw this, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also felt a little overwhelmed, because of the fact that there were so many magicians. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions, فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. There was this fear that kind of gripped Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, because of the fact that they, before throwing down their sticks, they all cried out, بِعِزَّةِ فِرْعَوْنِ. They cried out, by the might and glory. You know, they were all sucking up to Fir'aun, because they wanted to, you know, please Fir'aun at the end of the day and get, as you know, milk as much as possible from Fir'aun. So they all looked at Fir'aun and said, بِعِزَّةِ فِرْعَوْنِ, by the might and glory of Fir'aun. And this, you know, was enough for Fir'aun. When he saw all those sticks moving, that was like a chip on his shoulder now. Ah, no, رَبُّكُمُ الْعَالَى. Yeah, it's my power, that's why all of this is moving. He didn't do anything. He was just seated up there. And then the sticks are all moving. Now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he looks at this spectacle, and like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. There was a little bit of apprehension and fear that crossed the mind of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, but Allah azza wa jal reassures Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ. Once again, remember, how many times, لا تخف, لا تخف. What did I say yesterday? Overcome your fears. Overcome your fears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it once again. لا تخف, O Musa, لا تخف. Don't fear. إنك أنت الأعلى. You are the victor. Don't worry, you are the champion. You are going to overpower all of them. And now, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was inspired. وَأَلْقِ مَا فِيهِ يَمِينِكَ. O Musa, throw that which is in your right hand. In other words, his stick, his staff was in his right hand. Throw it. تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُ. And you know what happened? Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he threw it in the name of Allah. By the will, by the might and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that stick, that asa, became a huge thaban, a huge serpent, not tricks like this. It became a real, live, writhing serpent. And not only did it become a serpent, it went about gobbling all of their sticks and ropes. It ate up all of their sticks and ropes. Allahu Akbar. This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا صَنَعُوا كَيْدُ سَاحِرٍ. That which they did was nothing but a kaidu sahir, an illusion of a magician. You know, just like how the magician makes the coin go into one ear and makes it vanish, makes these, you know, funny tricks that the magicians do. This was similar to what they did, the magicians of Fir'aun. وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى. And no matter whatever skill they have, they're never going to be victorious. They're never, ever going to be victorious. And then the minute the magicians saw all of this, the minute they saw all of this, okay, before we go further, a little about magic. Is magic permissible? Is it allowed for believers to, you know, perhaps go to magic shows and things like that? Well, most of the scholars state that you don't have, some people have this misconception, there is a good magic and a bad magic. You have white magic and black magic. They say, you know, we have white wizards, black wizards. We have the evil wizards, we have the good wizards. You know, in the Harry Potter books and things like that, Gandalf is the good guy and then you have the bad guy as well. Snape is the bad guy. Now, in Islam, magic is magic. We don't have a good magic, we don't have a bad magic. Magic is magic. All of it is evil. All of it is evil. And generally, to perform magic, you need the help of the jinn. You need the help of the jinn. Like say for example, if someone was to say, you know, I'm going to do something and perhaps make this thing rise up, he will, you know, do all of this and utter mumbo jumbo and all of his mantras and tantras, and this might lift, but actually what he has done is he has sought the help of the jinn. And the jinn, after all, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about the jinn? That the jinn, they look at us, min haythu la tarawnahum, we cannot see them. If they are in their true form, none of us can see the jinn. This is what Allah says in the Quran. So the jinn can come in its true form and lift this. And it will look to us that as if the magician is lifting it up. You know? And at times when you look at the, you know, behind the scenes of all these magic shows, they have invisible, they don't even use the help of the jinn at times. They have invisible ropes that are tied to it. And he will do his, you know, all his drama and that thing will move. They actually got props at the back, you know, helping them out to do their magic. But say, if he is a full-fledged magician and if he's really doing tricks without any props whatsoever, you have in certain countries street magicians where they actually do it right in the middle of the street without any props whatsoever. Those individuals have actually sold their souls to the devil. They have got the help and the assistance of the jinn. Is it permissible to get the help and the assistance of the jinn? No, it is not permissible to get the help and assistance of the jinn. This is what most of the scholars, rahimahumullah, state. They are a completely different creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are not supposed to interfere in their realm. They are supposed to be left alone. We're not supposed to interfere with in their realm. Today we have certain people who at times claim to perform surgeries, do whatnot using the help of the jinn. And they say, we only use the help of the mu'min jinn. We only use the believers. They are very helpful, very nice people, mashallah. A believer jinn will never ever come and interfere with our realm, even to help. They will not. Because just as how we are not supposed to interfere, they are also not supposed to interfere. The ones who come and interfere are the mischievous, you know, the troublemakers. They are the ones who come and start to interfere. And generally the jinn, if you ask for their help, they're never ever going to do it free of charge. There's always a price to pay. There's always a price to pay. If you ask expert raqis, the ones who do ruqya, they will inform you that generally certain people who are, you know, very much in this jinn business, They might, at the very outset, they may look very pious and very righteous. They'll come to the masjid, they'll pray in the first row, they'll wear very nice clothes. But when they go back home, they have all kinds of evil rituals that they have to commit to please the jinn. And they have even mentioned certain reports where they would fill up, they would fill up bathtubs with urine, with feces of animals, at human feces, blood, and they'll soak in it for a period of time. These are the rituals that they have to do to please the jinn. Because the jinn will say, okay, fine, I'll do this for you, but I want you to drink the blood of this animal. I want you to bathe in blood. And you know, even worse things, Allahu Akbar, even worse things. Okay, I was in Malaysia for a particular conference, and there's a famous scholar from the lands of Arabia. He's based in Riyadh. His name is Sheikh Adil Al-Muqbil. You can even Google, YouTube his videos. You know what his job is in Riyadh? The famous Sheikh. And you know what his job is? His job, by the government, he has been appointed, you know, like a Ghostbusters team. He has been appointed, he has a team, he has, you know, jeeps and all of that. They go around searching for these magicians. They go around searching for these magicians. If they get wind that there is black magic being practiced in a certain place, they go there, they catch the magician, and they even imprison the person, and they, you know, destroy all of the black magic and all of that. And he has some, you know, there have been some amazing interviews that people have had with him, certain channels, and he goes on to expose their secrets. Allahu Akbar, you know the things that they do. If you only see, you'll realize how evil this profession, magic is. They will, to please the jinn, he shows graphical images, they would wrap up pages of the Quran and dip it in the menses blood of women to please the jinn. And at times they will dig up certain drains and certain, you know, the pits where all of the waste goes and gets collected, and they would dig it up and they would pull out. When they get, you know, information that there is something in there, they'll pull up. And there is certain videos on YouTube as well where the Sheikh, he pulls out himself, he gets into the pit and he pulls out so many little Qurans tied up together, and they have put it in those pits to please the jinn. Because the jinn is happy when the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the evil jinn is happy when the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is disgraced. There have been reports where women have gone to these sorcerers, these magicians, and said that, look, we are not conceiving children. Can you please do something for us? Can you give us a potion, a spell or something for us to conceive, for us to give birth? And you know what they have done? These evil magicians, they have wrapped up ayat of the Quran in cylindrical tubes, and they have asked the women to keep these tubes inside their private parts for a period of time, and then they will give birth, disgracing the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how these individuals operate. So based on this, what scholars state is that there is no good, bad form of magic. All magic is evil. And as believers, we are never ever supposed to resort to magic, nor are we even supposed to go to those magical shows. Because you know why? You may start to question your faith. You may start to wonder, how is he doing all of this? Or perhaps he has some power. Maybe, you know, he's got this, maybe he's got that. We'll start to question our own faith. So we are not supposed to go to such shows, such events, etc. We're not supposed to look at those videos, etc. We're supposed to stay away from all of that content. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're supposed to seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from such individuals and from such jinnat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. So coming back to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the minute this spectacle took place, the minute the asa of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the minute it gobbled up all the sticks and the ropes, the magicians knew that this is not magic. What has happened just now is not magic. No human being can do this kind of a thing. This is a divine message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now the people who were looking, they were initially petrified when they saw hundreds and thousands of sticks and ropes, you know, writhing around. But when they saw the spectacle where the asa of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam became a writhing live serpent, and it gobbled up all of their the other magician sticks and ropes, they were amazed and they were almost so petrified they wanted to run away. And then something amazing happens. Fir'aun is looking at all of what was happening. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ. What happens? All of the magicians, hundreds of them, if not thousands of them, all of them fell down in sajda immediately. They all fell down in sajda. They fell down in sajda, and Fir'aun is wondering what's happening. Because they were so awestruck, the magicians, they just fell down in prostration. And they cry out, Amanna bi Rabbil Alameen. We believe in the Lord of the worlds. We believe in the Lord of the worlds. Fir'aun was thinking, oh, okay, perhaps they are saying that they believe in me. Fir'aun thought, maybe they are on sajda, and they are, you know, trying to perhaps make their magic a little more powerful by saying, Amanna bi Rabbil Alameen. Yes, yes, I am the Rabbul Alameen. They're talking about me. So Fir'aun, just to make sure, he asked them, well, who are you talking about? وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Who are you talking about? And then they say, آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى. We believe in the Lord of Harun and Musa. Now, Fir'aun was devastated because he has lost. He wanted a showdown to overpower Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, but the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the plan of Allah Azza wa Jal was that all these magicians immediately accepted the message of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They all turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fir'aun loses it. He's a ruler, so he threatens them now. قَالَ آمَنْتُمْ لَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ أَذَنَ لَكُمْ. Now he doesn't know what he's saying. So he says, you brought in, you know, you have brought in faith before I gave you permission. You have to ask me permission, even if you want to believe in the Lord of Musa and Harun. And then he looks at Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and he says, إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمُ السِّحْرِ. Because now the people were also being affected by this spectacle. So he looks at the people and says, this man, he points at Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمُ. He is the biggest one of them all. He is the grand wizard. He is the grand magician who taught them all magic. He is the one who taught them all magic. إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمُ السِّحْرِ. He is the biggest one of you all who taught you all this magic that you are performing. And then he threatens them, لَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. If you don't retract what you just said, I am going to have each and every one of your hands chopped off in an alternative manner, your hands and your legs chopped off, okay? And I will have you all crucified on the top of dead palms. He threatens them. Allahu Akbar. Just moments ago, these magicians were crying out, Bi'izzati Fir'aun, Bi'izzati Fir'aun. But the minute they saw this powerful sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the minute they turned to Allah Azza wa Jal, even this threat from Fir'aun meant nothing to them. They looked at Fir'aun very courageously and they said, قَالُوا لَهَ ضَيْرٍ إِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا مُنْقَلِبُونَ. We are cool with it. لَا ضَيْر. No problem. Because anyway, we are going to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what if you crucify us? So what if you cut off our hands and legs? We are going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. Indeed, we are going back to our Lord, to our Rabb. So Fir'aun, he immediately orders for all of them, hundreds, thousands of those magicians, to be tortured, for their hands to be cut off, their legs to be cut off, and for them all to be crucified on the top of date palms. And then he cried out to the people, this is a lesson for everybody who decides to defy and go against me. If you choose a god over me, you will all end up in the same fate, you know, as all of these magicians. And you will all be crucified, you will all be tormented, and you will all be killed. He wanted to put out a message, and he did so by killing them all and crucifying them. But at the end of the day, they had all turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that was just after they had turned to Allah. So they were all given fresh slates. They would have all gone flying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with no sin whatsoever on their records. Extremely lucky individuals. Now after this incident, okay, the people, and the people of Fir'aun especially, this increased, instead of making them turn to Allah, because look, what a powerful sign they had seen from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fact that all of these magicians accepted the message, no. Still, you know, this was itself a confirmation, because at the beginning they could have thought that it is magic. But here the magicians themselves said that this is not magic, this is divine. An expert in the field is saying this is not magic, this is divine, and he changed his ways. the magician, okay? But these people, they couldn't accept it, they didn't want to accept it, they were arrogant, they were stubborn, and they became even more stubborn. And now what happens? The punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started to descend upon them in stages. And these were also signs. Allah was giving them so many chances, one after the other. Look at this sign, look at this trial, and turn back to me, turn back to me. But it never happened. The first sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down upon them was famine. Was famine? Drought. Severe drought. All of their crops died, withered and died. All of their cultivation, they didn't have food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the noble Quran, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ بِالسِّنِينَ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. And indeed we punished the people of Fir'aun with years of drought. Not just 1 year, years of famine, years of drought and shortness. There was a shortage of fruits and crops. They didn't have enough provisions. So they were afflicted with years of famine and they were suffering. They didn't have food. Now they run to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Because deep down they knew that what Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had come with was the truth. And they knew that Allah was the most powerful of all. They knew all of that. But it was just their arrogance and their stubbornness that they didn't want to accept it. So they go to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and they rush to him rather and they beg him to intercede on behalf of them. Allah mentions in the noble Quran, وَلَمَّا وَقَعَ عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّجِزِ. And when the punishment fell upon them, they rushed to Musa. قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى أُدْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ بِمَا عَهِدَ عِنْدَكَ. Pray, invoke your Lord for us because of His promise to you. Because after all, you are a messenger. So pray on behalf of us. Intercede on behalf of us. لَإِنْ كَشَفْتَ عَنْكَ أَنَّ الرِّجِزَ لَنُؤْمِنَنَّ لَكَ. If this punishment is removed, if we are forgiven, and if this punishment is removed, we will definitely believe in you. وَلَنُرْسِلَنَّ مَعَكَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. And we will let the children of Israel, because they had the children of Israel, the Banu Israel were all slaves under them, right? So they said, we will definitely believe in you, and we will let the Banu Israel free. We will let them go free. If you only pray to Allah. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the punishment was lifted. No sooner the punishment was lifted, they went back to their old ways. They broke their word. They did not believe in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They did not release the Banu Israel. And then the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues. What was the second punishment? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the noble Quran, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانَ. Now floods. Floods from all over destroy their houses, their crops, whatever they had. The river Nile, it started to overflow. There was water everywhere. Now for years this went on and they rushed to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, intercede on behalf of us. We will definitely believe in you. We will release the Banu Israel. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam prays to Allah. The punishment was lifted. They broke their word. They went back to their old ways. They did not believe in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They did not release the Banu Israel. The next sign was Al-Jarad. Now they started to cultivate again and their crops were growing well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Jarad, locusts. You know, like grasshopper-like creatures. These locusts, they swarm everywhere, all over their cultivations and started to destroy the cultivation by eating and destroying everything in sight. They rush to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Same thing happens. Allah lifts the punishment. They go back to their old ways. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down Al-Qummal. Al-Qummal is translated as lice. Tiny creatures that, you know, started to feed on the human beings, in the sense on the people of Fir'aun, on their blood, as well as destroy their crops. You know, lice that you get on your head, little creatures, they started to feed on their blood, as well as destroy all the crops. Once again, they go to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the punishment was lifted, they go back to their old ways. The next sign that came upon them was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down dhafadi'a, frogs. All over the place, frogs. They open their doors, frogs, frogs, frogs. On their plates, frogs. Inside their utensils, frogs. They open up anything, a frog jumps out from there. Just imagine, I mean, just think of this. Try to process it. You're on your dining table, you're breaking iftar or whatever. If there are frogs everywhere, the slimy frogs, you know, ugly frogs, all over the place. They're, you know, croaking and hopping from place to place. It was not just one, two frogs. It was a whole sea of frogs. There were frogs everywhere. It was such a difficult. They could not sleep. They could not do anything because there were so many frogs. Now they go to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He prays for them, the punishment was lifted, they go back to their old ways. The final sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down was that every source of water of theirs became blood, became red, thick, curdling blood. The river Nile started to run blood. They had faucets, perhaps taps, whatever, the wells, everything started to, their springs, wherever they had sources of water, blood started to come out. Just imagine, red, thick blood. The smell was unbearable, the stench was unbearable, there were flies, there were other creatures that all started to swarm because of the blood. Vultures, crows, they were having such a tough time. Okay, they rush to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam once more and they say, please, we will believe in you, just remove this punishment. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the punishment was lifted, but no, they did not want to believe in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And now what happened was, the Banu Israel, they were, during these punishments, they were instructed to stay indoors most of the time so that they are not affected by the punishments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were supposed to be in prayer at home most of the time. But now what happened was, because of these punishments, the people of Fir'aun started to become more and more arrogant, and instead of being lenient and kind towards the Banu Israel, they started to torture the Banu Israel even more, more and more. And the punishment was just, the torments were just unbearable, so much to the extent that the Banu Israel go to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and they tell Musa, "Ya Musa, we can't do this any longer. I mean, before you came, they were torturing us, and now they're torturing us even more. It's just unbearable. Please pray for us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are praying so much for them, right? Now pray for us." So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah azza wa jal reveals to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that this is the end of this nation, the people of Fir'aun. They're not going to believe. They're so arrogant. They're proud. So Allah reveals and commands Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that it was time to leave Egypt. It was time to leave Egypt with the few followers. In the sense, the Banu Israel, almost most of them, had believed in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. There were a few from the people of Fir'aun who had believed in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And when you talk about Banu Israel, they did not have a lot of men amidst them, because most of the male children were massacred by Fir'aun. So they mostly consisted of females. There were a few men, old individuals, there were other old individuals, men and women and children. This is what the Banu Israel consisted of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them all to leave Egypt. So they all left during one particular night. Allah azza wa jal mentions in the Noble Quran, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ. And we inspired Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we revealed unto him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs him, take away my slaves by night, because verily you are going to be chased by Fir'aun and his army. Now they leave during the darkness of night, pitch dark, they leave. And as they passed, they had a good lead. So they had they had covered a lot of ground. And now morning arrives, Fir'aun gets wind of the fact that the whole Banu Israel had left Egypt, secretly. He immediately deployed all his forces. He mustered every single army of his, every single, segment of the forces that he had, to go behind Banu Israel, to chase them all, kill them, and bring whoever was remaining back to Egypt. And he too went out with the army. He too went out with the army chasing Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So did the army of Fir'aun catch up with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? What happened? Were the Banu Israel killed? Were they harmed? What happened to Fir'aun? All of that inshallah ta'ala we will discuss tomorrow. And we will also most probably conclude the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam tomorrow inshallah ta'ala. So I look forward to seeing you all tomorrow. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.